Audio 6.5.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Sarah Cato Show. We have Mirko Petrenko on the show with us today. Mirko is a broker with 333 Insurance Company, and he's here to talk to us about automobile insurance in Ontario. Welcome, Mirko.
Thanks, Sarah. It's nice to be here.
First of all, could you explain to our listeners how automobile insurance works in Ontario?
Certainly. In Ontario, we have a system called no-fault insurance, which is a bit of a confusing term for a lot of people. It sounds as if no one is responsible if there is an accident, and that's certainly not the case. Someone is always at fault, either completely or partially. But what no fault means is that if you are injured or your car is damaged in an accident, you only deal with your own insurance company, regardless of who is at fault. Your insurance company will pay for the damages even if the other driver caused the accident.
So in other words, even if the other person is 100% responsible for the accident, you never have to deal with their insurance company? You just deal with your own company?
Yes, that's right.
And what if I'm at fault? What happens then?
If you're at fault, either completely or partially, you will have an at-fault accident on your insurance record, and your premium, in other words, the amount you pay for insurance coverage, will go up the next time you renew your policy.
Oh, okay. And does that stay on my record forever?
No, not forever, but you'll have to have 6 years of accident-free driving before you go back to a clean slate. With a lot of insurance companies, though, if you have your first at-fault accident after 6 years or more of claims-free and conviction-free driving, your premium may not change at all, or it may increase by just a small amount. But after the second at-fault accident, your premiums will increase quite significantly.
That makes sense. Now, you mentioned something about a claim. Could you just explain to our listeners what a claim is?
Certainly. An insurance claim is an application requesting money from the insurance company to pay for any damages caused by an accident.
Oh, okay. And Mirko, what happens if I lend my car to someone else and they get into an accident?
You have to remember that when you lend your car to someone, you're also lending them your insurance. So if they get into an accident and they're at fault, the accident goes on your insurance record and your premium will go up.
Oh, okay. So I guess I should be really careful about who I lend my car to.
Yes, that's right, Sarah.
Mirko, I wonder if you could also tell our listeners about the different types of coverage people can get and what it all means, because that can be a bit confusing as well.
Sure. Let me just start off by saying that automobile insurance is mandatory in Ontario. That means it's illegal to drive a vehicle without at least minimum insurance coverage. A basic insurance policy includes four things. The first is third-party liability coverage of at least $200,000. This protects you if someone else is killed or injured or their property is damaged and you're at fault. The second is accident benefits coverage. This covers you for any additional medical care and loss of income you may have if you're in a car accident, regardless of whose fault it is.
Okay.
The third is what's called direct compensation property damage coverage. This covers any damage to your vehicle caused by someone else. And last is uninsured automobile coverage, which protects you if you are involved in an accident with a hit-and-run driver or someone who doesn't have any car insurance. So, as I said, these are the basic requirements in Ontario. However, most drivers get more coverage than that for extra protection.
Uh-huh. So what additional coverage do they usually get?
Well, a lot of extras could be included in your insurance policy, but most people just get collision coverage for any damage to their vehicle that's caused by them or someone else. And comprehensive coverage for any damage to their vehicle because of vandalism, hail, an explosion, or any damage that resulted from someone stealing their car.
Oh, I see. But I guess the more coverage you have, the more expensive your premium is as well, right?
Yes, that's true.
What other factors would affect my insurance rate, Mirko?
Well, the amount you pay for automobile insurance will depend on a number of different factors. When you apply for insurance, the company will look at how old you are, whether you're male or female, where you live, the type of car you drive, the number of years you've been driving, how far you drive on a yearly basis, and your driving record. All of these things affect the rate you pay.
Mm-hmm.
Then, of course, the amount of coverage you want to have affects your insurance premium as well. As I mentioned before, most people purchase more than the minimum required coverage.
And then there's the issue of the deductibles on your policy. That affects your insurance rate as well, right?
Yes, it does.
Could you explain to our listeners how that works?
Sure. Basically, the deductible is the amount of money you are responsible for paying before the insurance coverage begins. For example, if your car has $700 worth of damage and your collision deductible is $500, you can only claim $200 from your insurance company because you are responsible for the first $500 of the cost of repairs. So, if your deductible is low, your insurance policy will be more expensive because from the insurance company's point of view, you will likely file a claim sooner, and that's money out of their pockets. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. So, what are some other things people can do to lower their insurance premiums, aside from increasing the deductible?
Well, if you have an older car, you could get rid of the collision coverage. If you remember, collision covers you for any damage to your vehicle, regardless of whose fault it is. If you have an older car, you probably wouldn't worry as much about repairing any minor damages the way you would if you were driving a brand new car.
Okay. Is there anything else you can do?
Yes. You could ask the insurance company about package deals. If you get home insurance with the same company, your car insurance premium will likely decrease. I would also recommend shopping around. Call around to different companies and ask how much their premiums are so that you are sure you have the cheapest rate, because automobile insurance can be expensive.
Yes, that's a great idea.
But in the end, the best way to keep your insurance premiums down is to drive safely and avoid accidents.
That's true. Well, thank you so much for coming in today, Mirko. You've really helped us understand the complicated world of automobile insurance.
You're most welcome, Sarah.
And thank you, everyone. Be sure to tune into our program again tomorrow at noon. Bye for now.